Blake and Eva Show. Todd's here from News Center Maine, and Todd, they were busting your chops at that Christmas tree thing that we did over the weekend.
It
was for Lucky Pup Rescue, and we decorated those trees.
Yeah.
That got raffled off and stuff. And one of them said, "Wow, why didn't Todd do a tree? He could have done a frugal tree."
Just bare.
Just bare.
Just a bare
exactly
tree.
Right.
Yeah. That'd have been funny.
Yeah. Or decorate it with coupons.
Right.
Or like popcorn.
Like, oh, yeah, right.
Homemade ornaments.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. Remember the do they still string
cranberry,
up?
Like popcorn, all that? Cranberries?
The cranberries. There was the cranberries on a string and then the popcorn on a string.
I totally remember the popcorn.
Absolutely.
Of course you do.
You eat one, string one. Oh, you know what? Todd would like this, not you, Blake. What if we did a strand of those?
Why are you turning sexy voice on?
Okay, sorry.
Because she's talking about saving money, I think.
No, it's food.
Oh,
could you
even better.
Okay, the peanut butter pretzel bites at Trader Joe's.
Oh, my God.
What if we stick a needle in those and string those?
Oh. Again, why is this sexy talk?
It got really sexy talk.
Why? Eva talks about food and uses sexy talk.
Okay, can we not call that sexy talk? That's just like...
You know, like I say, you know, what is your love language? Like the way we communicate, you know, differently. They say, what is your love language?
Mm-hmm.
Eva's is hungry.
Anyway, could you imagine that? Oh.
By the way, why was I not invited to the peanut butter pretzel string?
Because you don't get excited about
them
like we do.
You don't have a love for it. Yeah.
I don't what?
You don't have a love for it.
I like peanut butter pretzels.
Well, you don't get excited about the Trader Joe's ones.
Oh.
You didn't sound that excited when you just said it right there.
Oh, I guess do you mean I don't get aroused like you do?
Well, there's just a little lilt in our voice when we talk about those. There's some foods that get you like that. Like what? Like what else, Todd? What does, like, you know, what? Avocados? Or at Whole Foods where they sell the chocolate mousse and the whipped cream separately in two different tubs. Some genius female thought of that.
Wait, what?
We were at the gym yesterday all talking about that. Okay.
Wait, so, you were talking about tubs of ice cream?
Ice cream, chocolate mousse.
Oh.
So usually you get a chocolate mousse and maybe it has the whipped cream on top,
already
right?
on top, like a little parfait.
But this is two, and I'm talking the big plastic containers. One has got the mousse, the other one has the whipped cream, and you buy them both, and you do a spoon into each. Now, the whipped cream goes before, because it's lighter, so it goes before all the chocolate mousse, so then you're left with just the chocolate mousse.
Slow down, woman. We're trying
good,
to follow you. Slow down.
It's not as good as the double.
You know, this is out loud. This is actually happening out loud on what's supposed to be an interesting radio show.
I tell you, there are people that are driving right now to pick that up. It's a PMS palooza. Oh,
PMS. Well, first of all, we got that clip. Hold on, I'm gonna need to pull that clip out.
It's some a PMS had palooza. PMS and said,
"Don't forget the little sound
together.
Effect at the end."
That's gonna become the new slogan of our show. It's Blake and Eva in the morning. It's a PMS palooza on Coast 93.1.
Okay, sorry.
Brought to you by Trader Joe's.
Right.
Yeah.
My love language is in the frozen section.